What you're telling me is that women over the age of 30 were just fucking lazy and weren't putting the work in to earn as much as men. And now you got the hardworking younger generation who's actually being independent and are looking to earn as much or if not more than men. And the older generation of women just need to shut the fuck up. Is that what you just read?
Welcome back to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
And we're not doing a Disney episode again, are we? Because that didn't work.
I think we should give it at least one more shot.
I'm ready to let rip, bro. Let it rip. Bring it back to the man cave.
It's kind of like fasting from alcohol.
Yeah. It's like you really want to do it.
Why am I doing this? What's the point? Oh, man. It's been a rough couple of weeks, man. It's been really challenging. We are hitting a growth phase in the podcast.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening, but it's just like we're giving it our best, and you are the ones that aren't allowing us to.
What'd you say in the elevator? Blame the audience.
Yeah, that's what I get from. But yeah, you guys are the problem here. It's not us. We're the content. You guys are just not. Gotta stop it.
Yeah.
You guys just aren't supported.
It's when you start the car salesman, auto auctioneer voice. You guys are sold. All right. Oh, man.
Look, Larry, can I ask you a racially motivated question here?
We didn't even hit the 2-minute mark yet.
Okay, let's keep going.
Yeah, no. I mean, not for the music.
No. Let's wait a couple seconds until we get to the 2-minute mark. If you guys made it this far already, make sure you leave a like and subscribe and comment down below.
What's your favorite part is of the show?
Yep.
I gotta make it rhyme.
And we're gonna start it a little spicy because I do have a racially motivated question for my friend here.
I don't even know how this wasn't part of the notes. I didn't know that we were covering racially motivated questions.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I just came back from Target, right? And because I forgot the memory card for this little Rodecaster that we're using here for this top high quality podcast we're producing for the people that are on the other side of that camera. So I went over to Target and I'm standing in line like a good old Samaritan. And you know, what happens? There's three of you standing over there, right? causing a ruckus. One of them got caught stealing. And the other two are accusing an old white guy of being racist, but he's not even the one that caught them. He just came over when a light-skinned girl who works there caught them stealing. And it just became a whole thing. So I was like, Larry has to talk for his people. Why y'all like this?
First of all,
I'm trying to go to Target so I can come back here and do business. I grabbed a Red Bull because I'm a little tired. Now I got to go ahead and wait in line and watch this.
Who's to say you aren't the thief? I didn't see no receipts for this Red Bull. You just literally said you grabbed it.
I did grab it.
You grabbed it and ran out.
I do steal, but not today. And I don't get caught.
Oh, it got to be a coupon, huh?
Mm-hmm. I'll take those.
Man, I can't speak for all black people because we ain't all the same. And that's the part of the problem with this country is that they try to treat every black person like they're the same.
Mm.
We ain't. Some of us are a little crabby. Fuck. What part of the country ain't? Don't white people got hillbillies?
But I'm just saying, that's Walmart activity. Y'all going to Target to do this now?
Listen, Target is just a bougie version of Walmart. It's better quality shit, I think. Or is it more just?
I thought we weren't cursing.
I need a new job. This is impossible.
All right. I just wanted to start the podcast by asking you that question because I'm like, somebody's got to talk for these guys. And
I think Twitter does a good enough job of that. Like, Twitter drags us to hell.
Oh, yeah.
Like, regularly.
I forget. So, there was this video that I saw. There's this streamer or whatever that has fake hundreds strapped around his fucking like hat.
You just cursed.
There we go. Yeah. So he has fake hundreds strapped around his hat and he just streams. And people often think it's real money and they try to snatch his hat and take off. So he has a montage of people taking the money.
Mm-hmm.
Take a guess at the quality of people that are taking this money.
Low quality people, George. Because you want to ask stupid questions.
And you go in the comment section and he's like, well, well, well. Seems to be a pattern here.
Yo.
It's like, wait, how is it only one type of people doing this?
Yo, it's actually embarrassing. It's embarrassing. But you know, part of the problem is that we record each other for content. Mm-hmm. Like that's the black community's thing, is to embarrass other black people. Mm. You don't see Asian people smacking each other and putting it on Facebook. Mm-mm. For what?
They got too much class.
Exactly.
Yeah. You were here supporting me. My man said exactly. Exactly. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Oh, yeah.
We got him.
Wow, I'm sorry. That was bad. That was bad. I'm exhausted, so bear with me. Not thinking like myself.
Or maybe your true self is seeking
through. It was crazy as my wife was going to be like, yeah, that's that half white in me.
It doesn't get its chance to come out of the cage.
Mayonnaise. Nah. But no, I don't know. I just feel like the culture is different. Like in our culture, it's, what is that, a helicopter?
Yeah, bro. They're looking for the people target people.
I wouldn't be surprised. But like in our culture, it's like, it's so accepted to make a fool out of yourself. Mm-hmm. So it's like when they started rewarding that, then people are like, oh, well, if I can get paid or if I can get famous. Like, remember the milk crate challenge? Now, I don't know if that was a black thing, but
it wasn't at first, but boy, did it turn into one.
It was like watching the dummy Olympics, bro. The one time I saw the homeless man get up.
He snapped his spine. Bro.
When I came down. Bro, when I saw that, I was like, we have officially reached the end times. Yeah. Like, this is it.
I remember watching humanity. That, and I was like, you can see the comment section was like non-black people enjoying it.
Yeah.
And black people disappointed. What are we doing? This is the challenge we want to start. This is the challenge that we want to put our two cents
in. I think the first challenge that
the problem is, you know how many milk crates you can find in the ghetto? All over the place. Y'all was using them as basketball courts.
But guess who putting them there? The poppy stores is putting them there because they ordering gallons of milk from everywhere.
Yeah, because and then y'all they leave them
on the sidewalk. Oh my God. You don't want to take accountability. It's people is littering in the hood. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So we just make the most out of it. See, that's what we do.
Okay, you're recycling it.
Yeah, exactly. Right, we just flip it.
One man's trash, I guess.
Exactly.
Another man's basketball hoop.
NBA.
Yeah.
But no, that was like one of the first challenges I saw was the was it ALS or something? Remember they were
with the ice bucket.
Ice bucket. I was like, how do we go from raising money for charity to watching homeless people fall out the sky? Like what was the thought behind the transition from
I don't know. That was positive. Like that challenge, I think, was the first. I mean, I think that when I think of challenges, the first was like, did you do the or see the like cinnamon powder challenge? I think that's the first challenge
I tried as a kid.
I think I did too.
Yeah. And
it ended up the same way as everybody else.
I almost died.
Yeah. Bro. And the thing is like, I know you didn't record yourself doing it.
Of course
not. I didn't record. But why were we doing it? We were just about to kill ourselves with cinnamon powder behind closed doors.
I was listening to a stupid girl. Like, oh, Larry, try the cinnamon challenge.
Yeah.
And then my homies, now thinking back, like, why is I taking advice from them?
Like, they want to see you
like, like, in hindsight, Jesus. But she's like, oh, Larry, take the cinnamon challenge. I'm like, what is that? They're like, yeah, bro, that's going crazy. I'm like, all right. Put the cinnamon in my mouth. Literally air stopped flowing. All the saliva in my mouth evaporated.
Powder.
Bro, I almost choked to death trying to get some water in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to be desperate to drink sink water in Philly. You turn into an X-Men.
Yeah. You fucking take as much as you can, that job.
You just can't stop with the F word.
I said, take as much as you can.
You just take. That's what you said.
I said, just take.
Okay. We'll see. When you're editing it, on your own time.
Well, this part won't make it in.
Oh, but you started a new job, my guy.
Yeah, the fifth one of the month, I think.
Oh my, yo. It's actually insane. If you go back to some of our earlier episodes, we talked about George's job history. The fact that you have not changed, Like, these people have literally watched you stay the same. Where's the growth?
The change is with the employment.
Oh. I said growth, not change. You don't have a problem with change at all. At all.
There's something about these jobs, man. It's just not clicking with me.
What is it, though?
I think I have a problem with authority.
Yeah, no kidding.
Somebody be like, yo, you got to start doing it this way. And I'm like, but I like it that way.
Yeah.
Automatically, I'm like, this is not for me.
What?
Nah, but it's like, I hate when there's no structure to something. When it's like chaos, and then they expect me to be the structure in the chaos. I'm not there for this, man.
But aren't they hiring you for manager positions?
Like, yeah, but I shouldn't be coming into destruction.
Okay.
When the people that are above me in the same location have been there for 10 years.
And that's their role.
And I'm like, the framework. So now I have to come in here, work for people who've been here for a decade, and then correct everything. Like, I'm not doing that. I don't get paid that much.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's kind of crazy.
So then I just leave.
You know, it's like, in reality, like, managers aren't doing that much different from people who are CEOs. Like, you still have to oversee profit. Mm-hmm. You still have to overlook, the items that get sold, doing shipment.
Yeah, you're employees. Constantly looking at profit and loss. You're looking at shrink. You're trying to manage all of it. You're responsible for the payroll. You're responsible for the people and how they perform. And the people that are making ridiculous amount of money off of how you perform in that store
are doing less.
Way less.
They're doing less.
Yeah.
I think the thing that most people have an issue with now is like enjoyment of the job, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many people during COVID quit their jobs because they found out they can do something from home. I don't think it's any different like before COVID even hit. I think people were looking for something that brought them happiness.
Yeah, I think like right now, the change that I've made is I've essentially left like a corporate mm-hmm. job. Like, where I'm going, it's like a privately owned thing.
Mm-hmm. That should be easier.
Yeah, I'm expecting it to be a little easier, where it's like not 17 different chains of command that all spit down, hey, you guys need to start doing this. And then by the time it comes to me, it's just like diluted or whatever. And then it's just...
Does the person who owns the practice, do they also work there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. See, I think that's also a different dynamic, is that the actual owner, founder, CEO, whatever,
they're
is also in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they get to see and witness everything firsthand.
Right.
And so the changes that they want to make to better their situation is automatically going to affect the situation that people work with them.
Is it a man or a woman?
It's a man, of course.
Don't say that. So, are you at all nervous that him being a man and banging basically every chick in the office that works with him will put you kind of at the bottom of the totem pole as far as employees?
No.
No?
No, 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 no.
I don't care.
Because I'm also banging those security red.
Yeah, when she stabbed you to death... I know.
She doesn't watch these or listen to them, so I can say whatever I want.
Yeah, well, that's crazy.
Now, if it becomes a clip, you know,
that's a different story.
That gets shared, and she might stumble upon it. But no, it's just like a different dynamic in that environment where, like, it just doesn't feel so, I guess, so much pressure to perform for people that I don't even know.
Yeah. What's the craziest thing you've seen at work?
From all of my jobs?
Yeah.
Craziest thing I've seen.
I'll tell you mine while you think.
Yeah, go ahead.
This old dude, we called them Built for Bikes. This is when I worked overnight at...
I think you brought him up in a older podcast.
Yeah, so...
Or episode.
He came into the Walgreens that I was working at. And this is the graveyard shift, like 11 to 7 a.m. Came in there and... just pissed right in the middle of the floor. And I had to mop it up. And I was like, I'm not doing that.
You just left it.
Yeah, I left it, bro. I'm not. I don't come in here to pull products to the front. I'm not cleaning up behind the old man.
I think the my situation is probably pretty similar to yours.
Okay.
Was at the vitamin shop.
Red Bull, crazy.
Some woman, weird woman too. Like she comes in and she's like creeping around the store, not really looking for anything. And at some point she stops and she's just staring at a section. But it doesn't really look like she's shopping. It's just like, right? Just still. And she stood there for about 10, 15 minutes. And like me and the rest of the workers are like, what is going on?
Right.
And then eventually she goes, do you have a restroom? And we're like, yeah. So we show her. She was in the bathroom for like 45 minutes. But we were contemplating she might be dead.
Yeah.
Like you're in there. Like we haven't heard nothing.
Or is she in there having another staring contest
with herself? So then we're like, yo, somebody's got to knock on the door. Like it's been 45 minutes.
Right.
But nobody wanted to do it. Another 10 minutes go by and we're like, yeah, I don't know what to do. But then she ends up coming out. We're like, all right, cool. And she just beelines to the exit. And we're like, she bombed that bathroom,
she
bro.
Probably did.
So now we're like, who goes in? Somebody's got to go in there and see what it is.
Yo.
Right? So we're like drawing the straws here. Like, who is going to go into this bathroom? And so I ended up having it. I was like the store manager. So it like fell on my shoulders. I was like, damn it. I go, there's shit on the wall.
Ew.
Shit on like the toilet that's dripping onto the floor.
Ew.
I'm like, I'm not doing this, bro. So like, I like closed the fucking door and then we had to like contact operations or whatever so that they can come.
Don't worry. Just go ahead and curse because the amount of.
It's going to be so much editing in the show.
You've dropped at this point. It's not even worth it.
Have I even cursed that much?
Yeah, it's not even worth it.
I feel like I've been pretty good at it.
Okay. You are extremely delusional as the person on the other side listening.
And so. I'm like sober. I'm just tired, I guess. It's been a long day.
You're drunk off life. That's hilarious.
But yeah, so we had to do like a special submission through like corporate office to get like a team to come clean the bathroom.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. What a bunch of.
I'm like, how do you miss the toilet?
Bunch
that much?
Of soft ass blue pill beta males.
You yeah, better believe that. I ain't gonna wipe nobody else's shit.
Put some gloves on and man
nah.
up.
Nah.
Some gloves on and man up. Mm-mm. Why don't you grow a pair? That's how they're gonna be at you in the comments.
Yeah, probably. They could go. Ass. Then they could go wipe shit on off the wall.
I wipe ass for a living.
No, like
this is nothing. Like people be like,
you know how much other shit I have to clean on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, literally daily.
Congratulations, yeah. I guess.
If you got kids, you do it all the time.
That's different.
Why?
Yeah, I love them, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a shame that you didn't go to church. You're supposed to love your fellow man no matter what.
I don't care. Well, have you... I know that you wanted to talk about some other stuff, but
that's fine.
This is a chaotic episode, I think.
Super.
Do you look at the back of a car that has the stickers that say like baby on board or kid in car?
I seen some that said baby up in this bitch.
Yeah, we have that one, I think, too.
Yeah.
But does it affect the way you drive? Are you changing it like, oh, let me not be a reckless driver around this car?
Bro, this is the most random conversation.
Bro, because I was driving home from work yesterday and I saw it. And I'm like, and you see it a lot. Like, it's not just that one-off car. Yeah, like, you see it all the time. My wife put it on her SUV. But I'm thinking, that's not going to fucking stop. I'm just going to full-blown throw it. But that's not going to fucking stop anybody from like, let me not drive a little reckless because I saw that sign on that car.
I'm going to stop right there. I think the plan is that they, like people who are empathetic and not sociopaths.
Is that my problem that I'm not empathetic?
You're a sociopath or a psychopath. Why don't you pick which
path? If this car cut you off, right, and then you're like, you get pissed.
Yeah.
But then you see that sign, are you then less pissed?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Nah, that doesn't do anything for me.
Maybe I'm just a people pleaser.
But doesn't do anything for me.
I'm like, all right, they got a kid on. I'm not going to trip. I'm not going to draw.
If anything, it'll amplify my anger. Why are you driving like that with a kid in your car?
Yeah, well, I mean, you think like that now because you got a kid. But before the kid, you was like, fucking idiot. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I know.
But that sign does nothing for me. It also like came across a while ago when like I remember you know how they got the crossing guards standing in the middle of the street with the stop sign to let the little kids walk? I'm like, if I wanted to run the kids over, I'm not then going to stop because an adult is also there. I'm like, you walking on the street isn't like...
It's funny you're saying that because you're talking about your new job. And I'm just thinking to myself as you're talking, I'm like, isn't it weird that as adults, we just run around playing pretend?
Yeah.
Like, you go in the store, oh, it's a store where you have to sell product. Like... What the fuck are we talking about?
And then we leave.
We're charging $3 for water. Mm-hmm. This is the most. This is the worst game ever. Like, who the fuck signed up to play
RPG
this?
RPG just sucks, like, bro.
This is trash.
Yeah, bro.
And now you like you got a crossing guard who has a magic wand in the middle of the street.
And everybody says, just has to stop. Yeah.
Like, we don't know to stop without the fucking sign that says it.
Right. Like, thank God she's there.
Good old magic.
And then the other thing that I didn't notice. Or I guess not that I didn't notice, but never really paid attention to because it was North Philly. Like, nobody listens to the rules in North Philly. The 15-mile-per-hour speed limit in a school zone. Mm. I never did that when I was in North Philly.
You will be there at school all day. Like, 15 miles an hour, bro, you can't barely get off the street.
Bro, like, and then I remember when I moved up, like, around the suburbs. Mm. And people were driving slow. And I'm like, what is happening? And then I saw the little fucking blinking light. I was like, are they really? And then I looked at how fast I was going because it determines how, like, it's directly connected to the car in front of me. 15 miles per hour. I was like, they're fucking doing it. They do that shit up here, huh? Y'all really? Okay.
You know what's going to happen is you're going to get a fucking ticket. And then you're going to be like, oh, okay. Let me drive 15 miles.
Well, I guess that'll do it because I got a speeding citation a long time ago. Uh-huh. I was doing like a 65 and a 35.
That shit was like $100, wasn't it?
It was like almost two. I think it was 180. And then I remember that day I got off of work and I was like, all right, let me drive the speed limit then. 35. I felt like I was not moving.
That's what I'm saying. And you know how, like, at schools, it's usually, like, a long block because the schools are big.
And then it goes past the school a little bit, like, you know,
and
about a half a block.
And then you see, like, another mile up. If I could just get one more mile in this fucking 15 miles an hour in school zone. You're fucking kidding.
And then you see the out of school zone and you're just like,
haul ass.
You gotta make up some time.
My wife just got a ticket the other day. Like, where we live at, it goes like 45 miles for like 3/4 of a mile. Mm-hmm. And then it's 25 miles. And then it goes back to 40.
Who designed this?
Like, when you're driving, you know you just kind of like go on autopilot.
Yeah.
So you're just driving. You're not even thinking to look every 30 seconds for a new fucking speed limit. Mm-hmm. Cop gave her a fucking ticket and a point on her license.
What?
Yes.
I'm going to make fun of her for that.
Like, she's going like 30 miles over the speed limit. I'm just like, are you kidding?
And she got a point on her license.
Does he not know that this shit changes every 2 seconds? Our road is bipolar, bro. Like, there's no way that people can keep up with that shit.
Yeah, bro. I don't know. But that's funny that she got a point. I'm not going to let her live that down.
I'm going to have to hear it.
I'm a DMer.
Like, you pillow talking with your boyfriend?
Talk about the ticket I got. God. Oh, shit, man. Maybe drive better. After all the shit I done said.
I'm not going to hold you. Like, whenever I see a bad driver on the road, it's usually a woman.
It's like, you ever see somebody, like, you're stuck behind somebody that can't fucking park their car, and they're struggling to parallel park it, and then they get in just enough where I can just be like, all right, I'm going by.
And then you
every
look.
Time I look over,
yeah, you look.
I'm like, it had to be a woman. My wife always gets mad when I say that shit.
And they usually like can't see over the dashboard.
Yeah, they can't even see the hood. Like, they're like.
And sometimes they'll try so hard not to look at you past them because they know they're fucking up. They're like, all right, this is taking a really long time. I can feel them breathing through my windshield. And then you're just on the side waiting for it to look.
And they always got the biggest car. I'm like, you know, you can't even, like, clearly you don't even know how to park it.
But those are like the 2019 women. The ones that we see now driving. 2024, they in Ford F-150s and the Raptors, haul assing, beating a boyfriend dick while they driving.
There, like, you go.
These are real women in 2024.
American made women.
US of A. Yeah, bro. I like it.
Bro, but you said that women or men are not, or what did you say? That they're being left in the dust?
The women are out earning men now.
In what world? Because they still complaining about the pay gap. How are they going to out earn men and then also complain about a pay gap?
According to Pew Research Center.
Oh, that seems valid.
It is. They're like legit.
I mean, that seems like the place that does research.
Women in the United States continue to earn less than men on average. Among full-time, year-round workers in 2019, women's median annual income was 82% of those of men. The gender wage gap. I'm like missing letters. The gender wage gap is narrower among younger workers nationally, and the gap varies across geographical areas. In fact, in 250 U.S. metropolitan areas, women under the age of 30 earn the same amount as or more than their male counterparts.
Oh,
so women under the age of 30. So
what you're telling me is that women over the age of 30 were just fucking lazy and weren't putting the work in to earn as much as men. And now you got the hardworking younger generation who's actually being independent and are looking to earn as much or if not more than men. And the older generation of women just need to shut the fuck up. Is that what you just read?
No, I think the difference is
fucking toxic.
Jesus. I think the difference is, George, that the women, their jobs are different. Their job opportunities are different. Like it went from secretary, the housekeeper, maid, babysitter to teacher. Like vice president, university professor, and now they're in like tech and fucking.
You're telling me they didn't have those options before?
According to them, they didn't.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, they did.
According to them, they didn't.
I think what happened is like they were so weak minded that when
George, what the fuck guys were telling them,
yo, you gotta be a teacher. They were like, I guess I gotta be a teacher, and then eventually they were like, you know what? I want to build a PC.
You know what, George? There's something to that. As you know, you're being toxic as fuck. There's something to that. Because when you think about like some of the greatest like entrepreneurs or inventors, there are some women. I guess it's just as so few far between that it's like.
Because they don't have that mind state. Because they've been broken down to think they can't be an entrepreneur.
So are you basically saying that black people have that same problem?
Nope.
No, it sounds like what you're saying.
Who's saying that?
That's what it sounds
Who made
like
this a black thing?
It's what sounds like. That's
Are
what
you
you're
telling
saying.
Me that black people have been broken down to made to believe that they can't be independent, self-sufficient, wealthy, intelligent people?
Maybe not now, but in years past, I would say.
I don't believe it.
Okay. I don't know what to tell you. We were slaves at one point. I don't
know. Whoa.
Yeah.
Where's the paperwork for that? Show me the fucking Carfax and then I'll believe you.
Yo. You're actually insane.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening in this episode.
You're actually insane.
I fucking ramped it up.
You took this to a whole nother level. But yeah, nah, there was some great women who accomplished things and basically they did the opposite of what men were telling them that they could do. Madam C.J. Walker, Harriet Tubman. What? But what? She's fictional?
Good point.
She's a fictional character? What are you saying?
Isn't she?
Oh my God, shut up. Speaking of Harriet Tubman, I want to show you this thing.
Bro, Black History Month is over. Why are you
I know.
Talk about how you doing all right. I know when that month is done, you guys be a little more like tired. You guys go back to like.
Yeah, that's because Starbucks started trying to send us back to jail.
Starbucks?
Yeah.
Okay. What did Starbucks do now outside of support genocide?
Yo. I don't know what happened to you today, but you clearly don't want to have a podcast anymore. Like, clearly. Let me put this damn thing on. Oh, my God, George. Yo, we're going to have to, like, seriously talk about, like, what you're allowed to do on the podcast now. Can you turn it up? Thank you, sir. This is some girl she raps like.
I seen.
Daddy is his uncle, got a finger.
No, you didn't.
On his head, because that nigga isn't bred. Whoa. That nigga overfed. Whoa. Mama fed him too much mayo, now his booty wide and spread. And he's spreading racist comments while he laying in his bed. Made this vid because he illiterate. And my comment go, all right.
The runoff. Harriet Tubman.
Snap with the booty on my scrap. Let me get them to me. What you mad for? Cause you can't clap on two and fours. Cause we can rock to the beat, still beat the flow. What you mad for? What you mad for? What you mad for? What you mad for? Don't get a bang. We ain't playing with y'all in February 2024. Better go play with your mama. Titties are gonna play in the snow.
Hey, Big Tubman. That shit was hard.
Man, I guess women can be funny, huh?
Wow. Just whatever else you have, just go ahead and lay it. Just lay it all out. Just go ahead and get it out. So we can just title this episode Unreleased.
Should we just restart? Restart.
Yeah, no, I don't have that kind of time.
That's unfortunate.
I love my family.
After this episode, you have plenty of time.
Yeah, clearly. Oh my God. What else do you want to talk about? I would like to wrap it up here because this was.
All right. No, I think it's a good point. It's pretty good, intense. Good spot to end it.
Yeah, it's a pretty intense episode.
You guys made it this far. Hope you enjoyed it. Blair, what was your favorite part of the episode?
The one where you weren't acting like a Nazi.
Whoa. Yeah. It's a strong word to use.
All right. Might as well. You basically said everything else.
No.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
You said everything except you hate Jewish people.
I was actually on the side of Jews in this one.
You were. For a brief moment. It's kind of interesting.
10 to 15 seconds. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Make sure you leave a like and a comment down below if you liked or hated some parts. I know Larry was kind of crazy in this one. You kind of have to reel it in next time, Lair Bear.
Thank you. If you guys like the episodes, let us know what type of content you'd like to see moving forward. We like to pander to the audience a little bit.
Yeah, we do.
See what's happening out there in your world. Catch y'all next time.